Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This hour, Joe Zakeev is brought to you by Cause for Kids. Old car giving you problems? Why not donate it? Call 1-877-CAUSE4KIDS today.
This is Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, I think this game is it's going to be a good environment. They're a great football team. They're great defense, great offense, and I think it's a kind of a start for the games that we may have down the road of maybe at the end of the season need some wins and it's going to be tough battles. So I think it's a start here for us to know what it's like and when the weather gets a little colder. Not down there, but when it starts to what this game like is against a good team, good record. Good quarterback, great defense. So it's a challenge, and it's feels like a game that's got some little bit extra to it. But I think it's also an opponent we don't really know really well, NFC South, and you don't see him often. But it's a chance for us to get another road victory, and it's always a great test for a great team.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
Are you ready?
Patriots Friday, Keith.
Oh, yes, Jones, I am. I was born ready for a Patriots Friday. What a season it has been. Team is rolling. You got a marquee matchup, one of the best games of the entire weekend.
It is a marquee matchup,
isn't
it? It's
a huge game. This could be a Super Bowl preview, Jones.
It could be.
I mean, really any game, I guess, AFC versus NFC could be.
Well.
But not especially when you have two top teams, two division leaders. Why not? Why not dream big?
I think it's a fun week for the Patriots, although I hear if they lose, it's going to be bad for them. So there's a lot at stake, apparently.
Yeah, some are saying.
You lose this week, it's going to be bad.
I think it'll be okay.
But I would tell you that I think it's mostly, and look, they get blown out or something like that. That could go poorly.
Yeah.
But I hate putting a team, and I said this yesterday, in like a no-lose situation.
Yeah, you're a full house money.
You go in and it's all good and this and that. But I do think there are ways they can lose the game and we feel good about them. Like a moral victory coming out of a game like this. I do think you could have that against Tampa.
Yeah.
I think we've seen that in the past. The Rams one from 2001 is the famous one. I think there was a good game in Green Bay in 2014. I think there are games like this that do happen. But, and if they win, I think it would go a long way to legitimizing them to the rest of the country. You and I already have them when we did tiers this week.
Top tier.
On the top tier.
Take a look.
It's hard for them to go much higher in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
But I do
think we'd have to build another tier.
We would. We'll have to put them on their own separate tier. But it's a way to legitimize themselves to the rest of the country. And, not for nothing, I'm happy they went 4-0 in these last four games. We looked at that stretch and we're like, they're all very winnable games.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they stubbed their toe in one. They did not. This is going to be another real test. Buffalo was a super fun week, mostly because they won. This has the chance to be that again. And you can talk about it all day long here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch on the phones and on the text line. You can interact on Twitter and on Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat.
Sure.
Going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Watch, chat, subscribe to WEEI. Busy Friday, Keith. Not
always
only a Patriots Friday.
Super busy.
We'll talk to the milkman, Milton Williams, nice, in the 1 o'clock hour.
You have a good year.
We have a top five Friday for you at 10:45.
What's it going to be?
Top five Pirates.
Oh, yeah. They're playing the Bucs.
Playing the Buccaneers.
Topical. A topical top five, as they all are. They all are.
Show me a top five that hasn't been topical.
I can't find one.
So we'll do that coming up at 10:45. Yep.
Okay.
We have the Friday four pack of questions about Pats and Bucs at 11:30. What else do we have here today? Oh, Week in Review.
Week in Review.
At 12:45.
And?
How could I forget about it?
Oh, boy. Him? Keys to the Bucs game.
Keys to Pats and Bucs. So stay tuned for it. We'll get you the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. Keith's still somehow alive in the Survivor pool.
I'm rolling. I've got 9 straight games, right?
I think this is the week where you get got.
Well.
Bold prediction. I think this is the week where you get
tripped. So you're just betting against me now?
Yeah.
You got the field?
I'm fading whatever you're taking.
All right, fine.
But we'll do all that coming up. Meanwhile, with the Patriots and the Bucs, even if it could go badly for them.
Yeah.
Take a step back. Out of these two teams, who's got a better chance at winning the Super Bowl this year, Patriots or Bucs?
I think this is a tough one because I picked the Bucs to make it to the Super Bowl prior to the year. I do feel like the NFC might be a bit more of a hornet's nest. I feel like getting through the Rams, Packers, Eagles, Lions, you might have to play all three of those teams. is a tougher road than the AFC. Now, the AFC also could be a lot more difficult depending on how things shake out. Like, if Lamar Jackson is healthy the rest of the way and the Ravens jump back into the playoffs, and if Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are in there and Josh Allen, you could be like, all right, that's kind of a murderer's row as well. But a long way to say it, I think the Patriots, believe it or not, and part of it might be they have a better chance than the Bucs do, in my mind, of getting the number one overall seed. So right there, it's one less game on a tough road to get there. So just by win percentage chance or whatever, they would be a little bit better. I think it's close, though. Like, I think they're two different teams, but where they're at in their respective conferences, I think, are pretty similar. But my long answer would be the Pats.
I think your process is right, and I would agree with your answer.
Thank you.
Patriots. Like, you might be getting an all-time quarterback season out of Drake May. On the short list with Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. You might be getting that type of season out of Drake May.
Yeah.
Now, not all of those guys won in their MVP seasons, but you might be getting that kind of year out of them. That's going to put you in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to talk down to Baker Mayfield, but May's having a better season right now.
May is, yeah. Over the last 3 weeks, he has surpassed him. I also like Vrabel more than Bowles.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, Todd Bowles has been a pretty good coach there. He's kept it going post-Brady in Tampa. So I think Bowles deserves some credit for that.
Sure.
But yeah, I prefer Vrabel as well. And you just said the AFC is why we keep talking about how wide open the AFC is. Did you watch the Broncos last night?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I did.
We're going to get to Thursday Night Football coming up. Did you watch them? They're 8-2. And they look like hot garbage against the Raiders. Although, if we're going to be fair, they at least beat the Raiders. You couldn't. But they didn't look good. That's one of the best teams in the AFC. In fact, right now,
8-2,
they have the best record in the AFC. The Colts went out and were aggressive at the trade deadline and got Sauce Gardner.
Right.
But in some ways, that was an acknowledgement that they didn't believe in their team and what they've done. Uh-huh. They knew they needed more. So they went out and got Sauce Gardner and improved their team to really try and contend. Pittsburgh right now, who beat the Patriots head-to-head, is the 4 seed. Pats could have won that game. They've already beaten Buffalo. We've been through the AFC a million times.
Yeah.
The NFC, for a team to tiptoe their way out of there, you got to get past the Eagles, the Seahawks, the Packers, the Rams, the Lions, maybe my Carolina Panthers. But that's just a much, much, much tougher field. So even if you think they're similar teams, and I do.
Yeah, they kind of are.
Vegas thinks they're similar teams, by the way. Pats are 2.5-point dogs, last I checked. I didn't look this
morning. 2.5, yeah, last I checked as well. Tampa Bay's been more banged up. Patriots are dealing with some injuries right now.
That tells you, though, neutral field, they're even.
Yep.
So Vegas,
Steven.
Vegas thinks they're even teams.
Yep.
And the NFC is going to be more difficult than the AFC. I think the Patriots have a better chance. Better.
Yeah.
Not a lock, but a better chance than Tampa Bay to win the Super Bowl this year. I do think that.
All right. Let's take a look at if Vegas backs that up or not.
I'm going to guess no.
Okay. I would have guessed no as well.
When you said
Super Bowl odds.
When you said the Pats yesterday, I thought you said their Super Bowl odds yesterday. Didn't you say like plus 1,200?
No, that was AFC odds.
Oh, that was just to get out of
the... You're asking the question now to win the whole Super Bowl. The favorite is the Chiefs. which is funny because I think the Bills are slight favorites to win the AFC, but the Chiefs are a slight favorite to win
The Bills might win the AFC, but if they get there.
Right. Or it's like but if the Chiefs play the Bills in the playoffs, we know how that's going to end.
Yeah, good point.
But the Patriots and Bucks are actually somewhat similar. The Bucks are plus 2,500 to win the Super Bowl. The Patriots are plus 3,000. So okay, Vegas would suggest Bucks.
They do think Tampa.
But not by like a wide margin. So I think you and I taking the Patriots isn't like outlandish. It isn't like a homer pick.
I think Vegas is wrong on this one. So you can discuss. 617.
Buying opportunity or sucker's bet?
779-7937. Plus 3,000?
Plus 3,000?
Yeah, that's definitely a buying. How could that possibly be a sucker's bet?
Plus 3 Lego Death Stars?
I can't see how that would be a sucker's bet. So you can discuss all day long here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe. This matchup this weekend should be a fun one. A reminder, Patriots Talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local games live all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 10 matchup.
We've been
talking about it.
Woo!
The New England Patriots, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Similar question.
Yes.
Who would you take, Drake May or Baker Mayfield?
So I think, you know, you've really put me in a corner here. I think long term. Are you talking about Sunday or their careers?
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Drake May's playing better. Drake May's playing better. I think they're both clearly top 10 quarterbacks this year. Mayfield was a top 5 guy. He may have played himself out. I have to begrudgingly give your guy Matthew Stafford some credit. So it's probably in some order: Drake May, Stafford, Mahomes, Allen. And I think there's a jump up for that fifth. You know, looks like some weeks it looks like Darnold. Some weeks it looks like Goff. It could still be Lamar. It could be Baker. But he's cooled. He had a bye last week, but the 2 weeks prior to that, Baker wasn't very good. Whereas Drake May, how can you argue with what he's done? Like, he's just 7 straight weeks with a QB rating over 100. Like, that's outrageous. Like, the best quarterback, like, Hall of Fame quarterbacks have never done that.
No, is he 8 straight weeks?
Oh, 8. Yeah,
I think he's 8 now.
I shorted him one.
Yeah.
So 8 straight weeks with a quarterback rating over 100. So as much as I like Baker Mayfield, and I would say maybe like overall, like he might, there's a chance he's the better quarterback, but he's not playing better right now. And then if you factor in, you know, age and long-term stuff. But even for this Sunday, I think it's a good quarterback matchup. It's as even as it's going to be with everybody outside of Allen and Lamar that Drake May plays the rest of the season. But yeah, I'd give it the slight edge to Drake May.
Well, it makes sense you would feel that way. You hate Baker Mayfield, so it does make sense. But no, I think your answer is right. It's Drake May. He's on a heater.
Mm-hmm.
Even last week, which wasn't his best, and you just illustrated this, if that's his low and that's as bad as he's going to play, I've heard a lot of people say it this week, and I think they're right. Hart's been harping on this since Monday,
mm-hmm.
maybe even Sunday evening. Like, if that's as bad as it's going to be, that's still pretty damn good. He still was able to run out the clock at the end of the game, although he had 2 cracks at it. He was still able to throw for 200-plus and have his 100-plus quarterback rating and make plays throughout the game on 3rd and longs to Steph Diggs, etc. He's still out there looking like a top-flight MVP candidate. So, no, you get those 2 choices at quarterback.
Yeah.
Drake May. And it's part of why I answered the question the other way. Who has a better chance to win this year at the Pats? Because of Drake May. The one thing that people have an issue with, and I guess I maybe have less of an issue with it than most, is Drake May and the amount of sacks he's taken this year. He talked about it the other day, put it on himself. I got to be better. We've started to hear more and more of that. Josh McDaniels was asked about this yesterday. How do they fix the mounting issues with pressure and getting Drake May sacked? Here's their offensive coordinator.
I think Kyle's doing a lot of really good things.
Wrong one. Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. One
more time.
Way back.
Ooh, that
machine.
Was a little tease to some Kyle Williams discussion
there.
Stay tuned for that one later.
Yes, I like that.
One. Let's hear a little McDaniels on fixing the O-line.
I think that we're trying to thread a fine line here of, you know, making those plays off schedule, which everyone loves, including me. He does. Everybody else does. And then doing something where we hang on to it a little longer than maybe we could, and then incur a negative play or a turnover, which we don't want to, obviously, we don't want to do those either. So I think generally speaking, our pass protection has been pretty sound. And I also think that he's made some really good plays with his legs and extended some things and made some good pass plays by extending the plays. So I don't think we want to overcoach that and take that away from them.
Okay. I actually like what McDaniel said there.
Yeah, me too.
It's like, we got to find the balance. We don't want to take it away. I like those plays. He likes those plays. We all like those plays.
He's like well aware that everybody wants him to run.
We want to get out of negative plays. But I would put this up there with the people who were worried about Drake May getting hurt.
Yeah.
Like the nanas who are like, well, if he keeps running, he's going to get himself hurt. And I get it. I see what's going on with Jaden Daniels. I see what's going on with other mobile quarterbacks. I also see Josh Allen playing every single week, and he's the guy who probably puts himself in harm's way the most, more than any other quarterback in the league, and he never misses a game.
Right.
So, I don't know. On some level, maybe you need some luck there. I don't mind Drake May running. I'd rather not see him smash his head off the turf, but I'm not overly worried about it. Since he took over the job from Jacoby Brissett, he's never missed a start. He left one game and didn't return against the Jets. Other than that, when he's been checked on, he's returned to the game. I think people way over-dramatize that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are playing up the sacks as well as negative plays. He has some negative plays. He makes, I don't know, 2-1, 3-1 the amount of positive plays to negative plays. And so I wouldn't screw with that. If he takes a sack here and there because he's trying to hold out and make a big play downfield and waiting for a receiver to get open, I'll take that trade-off. I'd largely say it's much ado about nothing. Of course I'd like him to get sacked fewer times. Duh.
Well, sure.
I'd like him to get hit less. Duh. But I also would say, all right, now I got to pick. Do I want to change the way he plays? No.
Not right now.
I'm willing to put up with it.
Yeah, the guy's playing like an MVP, so I don't really want to tinker with much. And some of the best plays he's made this year have been when the original play breaks down and he kind of scrambles out. You know, there's a bunch to Steph Diggs. There's a few to Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty, or just him running have been pretty big for him this year. So there is something to be said about the how many yards you lose on a sack, right? Because he's been sacked too much. Like, you don't want to be in the top three or four. He's currently second in quarterbacks that have been sacked the most. So you don't want that, but it's pretty staggering when you look at it. We did this earlier in the week or last week. Cam Ward's been sacked 4 more times than Drake May, but for over 100 more yards.
Yeah, it's like double the yards or
close
to it.
The length of a football field he's been sacked more, and only 4 more times. So like Cam Ward and some other quarterbacks in the league don't take a lot of 1- and 2-yard sacks, so it's 2nd and 12. It's 2nd and 20, and you're basically already like out of it. So at least he hasn't done a lot of that. But, I mean, it can't be perfect, right? Like, the guy's played 9 games. There should be some room for improvement. There should be some things to sort of tinker with. And I think that's one of them. You know, you want him to hold on to the ball a little bit better, right? Like, you and I both agree, like, the fumbles are a little bit more concerning than even the handful of picks that he's thrown.
The fumbles, to me, are top of the list.
Yeah.
Way more than sacks, way more than him getting hit, way more than the picks. The fumbles, I think, is a legitimate concern. The other ones, I mostly think, are overblown.
I think the sack one is, just because the number is so high, it obviously hasn't killed him. They're 7-2. They're scoring points. But you almost wonder if you clean that up a little bit. Even if it is a loss of 2 or 3, what if it's a loss of 0? Like, what if, you know, throw the ball away or, you know, something. I'm not trying to say, like, hey, thread the needle and try to, like, fit every throw. No. Know when to throw it away. Save yourself even a couple of yards. It might come down to that.
So I think that's going to be a key to this week's matchup. Can they get that cleaned up? I don't think they lose if he gets sacked 5 times, but I think they put themselves in a good spot, obviously, if they can get that cleaned up. It's this week's Verizon matchup brought to you by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. A lot of people are on this one, Keith. I was reading your guy, Aaron Schatz.
Schatz.
Over at ESPN. He's he's got a bold prediction for this weekend's game.
Yeah, he dropped a good article.
He says, Bucks linebacker Yaya Diaby.
What?
Yaya Diaby.
Yeah.
Aaron Schatz says this.
I know.
Is going to have multiple sacks against Will Campbell because, and
he's calling multiple sacks.
This is what I actually thought was interesting. I actually think the stat in here that's interesting is Will Campbell is currently 56th among qualifying tackles.
How many qualify?
I don't know. Good question.
You can't just say he's 56th out of
64?
If it's 100 tackles.
Okay, but he's 56th. There's not 100 tackles. You think there's 100?
In the NFL today?
It's not, but my
probably
point,
more than that.
This is not offensive linemen. This is among qualifying tackles. He does not list the total amount. He's 56th with a pass block win rate of 84%. While taking sacks is May's biggest weakness at 34, he says only the Titans' Cam Ward has more.
Yeah,
so that does highlight some of the Will Campbell issues this year. And I think last week was better. I think the Myles Garrett game was bad. I think it's been a mixed bag with him, but mostly it's been good. How does he hold up against Todd Bowles and that Tampa pass rush this week? We'll keep an eye on it. With all your thoughts, 617-779-7937. Who are you taking this weekend? Drake May or Baker Mayfield, a quarterback that we both think very highly of. And who has the better chance of winning a Super Bowl this year, the Patriots or the Buccaneers? I think that question is very interesting based on last night's Thursday night game. We'll get to it with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. It's Top 5 Friday here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to our Top 5 Pirates at 1045. We got the Friday four-pack, a four-pack of questions for Pats and Bucks at 1130. Week in review at 1245. And the keys, Keefe's keys, to Pats and Bucks at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for all of it. Billy Lanny with the latest here in trending. And when we come back,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are the Broncos on Thursday Night Football last night barely beating the Raiders? Contenders or pretenders? That's next.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Boston Bruins have extended their winning streak to 5 games after last night's 3-2 overtime win against the Ottawa Senators at the TD Garden. Pavel Zacha netted the game winner with 6 seconds left in OT. Jonas Korpisalo made 20 saves on 22 shots in the victory. Up next, the Bruins will be in Toronto to play the Maple Leafs tomorrow night. Tonight, the Boston Celtics are in Orlando to play the Magic. This game is a group stage matchup in the NBA Cup tournament. According to WEEI Celtics insider Justin Turp and Xavier Tillman will miss tonight's game due to personal reasons. Tip-off from the Kia Center is at 7 o'clock. Yesterday at New England Patriots practice, Kayshon Booty, Christian Ellis, and Ramondre Stevenson did not participate. Garrett Bradbury, Joshua Fama, Mate Mapu were limited. Pats are back on the practice field today at 11:30. This Sunday, the Patriots will be in Tampa Bay taking on the Buccaneers. Kickoff from Raymond James Stadium is at 1. Former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown has been arrested and is facing an attempted murder charge stemming from a shooting in May. Brown was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals in Dubai. On Thursday Night Football, the Denver Broncos defeated the Las Vegas Raiders 10-7. Last night, Boston College basketball got the 76-47 win over the Citadel Bulldogs. Up next for the Eagles, they will host Central Connecticut on Tuesday night. Tonight, Boston College Hockey is in Vermont to take on the Catamounts. This game can be heard on WEEI AM 850. Pregame begins at 6:45, and faceoff from Gutterson Fieldhouse is at 7. And tomorrow afternoon, Boston College football hosts SMU Mustangs. You can catch the call of the game right here on 93.7, with pregame beginning at 11:30, and kickoff from Alumni Stadium is at noon. Head into the 99 restaurants for hot hottie helpings. Dig into homestyle chicken pot pie with tons of chicken and a flaky crust, or warm your belly with the classic Yankee pot roast loaded with slow simmered beef. So grab your friends and come on in. You gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
That was Thursday Night Football last night.
What Broncos, a thrill.
Broncos 10-7 winners over the Raiders, Keith.
10-7. 10-7.
Not great.
No.
Wasn't my favorite game to watch.
Terrible.
I had some shares of J.K. Dobbins last night.
Yeah.
Sick brag, bro.
On the on the betting markets many times in there. You were locked up in fantasy there.
I have a big matchup against Scheim, and I got a lot of bye weeks and stuff. Scheim's
tough.
Wagon.
Scheim's tough. I know he's out there driving around probably listening. Yeah. Scheim's smile is tough. Yeah.
Big smile on his stupid face. Uh-huh. But yeah, he's got a really good team. And I was forced into starting both Broncos backs.
Ugh.
So, yeah, I watched more of this game than I care to admit.
Oh, so you're like a real expert on what happened
Dobbins,
in the game.
They're
night.
Horrible. Their offense stinks. And so they won another game where they have to, like, pull it out late. They've had
Clip that, yeah.
they zero style points with the Broncos. But we've known, like, that wasn't new last night. Like that game they had against, what was it, the Texans or the Giants? Like, they've had some ugly, ugly games. Games that they really should have lost. You know what it almost reminded me of is the stretch of Tim Tebow wins back in the day.
Where great
like,
point.
How are they winning these games? But
great
they kept
point.
Winning and they even won a playoff
well,
game?
Let me tell you, I have a theory on why they won last night.
Why'd they win last night?
Uniforms.
Oh, the orange
crush. Those things pop.
Yeah.
Those things pop. Let me tell you.
If that's like a 97.
If they're in their regular uniforms, they lose last night.
Oh, they lose easy.
But you're in those things? You can beat the Raiders 10-7 in those things.
Good point.
My favorite stat.
They do have a good defense.
They
have a very good defense.
They
so
do.
That is a thing when you're like, all right, what kind of challenge would the Broncos be in the playoffs? Like, well, their defense is stout.
And they're on pace for the single season sack record. So you have Drake May.
Drake May would be like, I'll one-up you.
Taking sacks at a high clip.
Yeah.
You have the Broncos on pace for a record. I think they had 5 in the first half last night.
Yeah.
So, their defense is legit. But could they keep up with an offense like the Patriots, which probably sounds weird to say, but
well,
the way Drake May has it
going, yeah, I know.
It's a fair question. My favorite stat from Thursday Night Football last night, both teams individually had 11 penalties and 10 first downs.
10 first downs.
So they both had more penalties than first downs. They both had more penalties than points last night. And it was just an awful, unwatchable game. Genty, my guy,
oof.
Had a football deflect right off his fingertips to go for an interception.
Yeah, gave that one away.
Troy Franklin had a similar one. Bo Nix also had another brutal interception on top of that. So the reason we're talking Thursday Night Football, through the prism of what we started the show talking about, who's got a better chance to win the Super Bowl this year, the Patriots or the Buccaneers? We both said Patriots. Now, we were not as bullish as this gentleman on the text line that says, I got the Patriots as Super Bowl winners at plus 14,000.
What?
The day after the Super Bowl last year.
What?
So that's a wild man out there. Or, or
chaos.
Girl. A wild man or girl out
well,
there.
Well, hold on to that one.
Plus 14K.
Yeah.
He got
cash
that.
Out options.
Yeah, yeah,
on
yeah.
That.
I would expect the cash outs
take
on that. But I think the Patriots have a better chance because of the AFC. And right now, the number one with a bullet, best team in the AFC by record.
Yeah.
Bo Pix and the Denver Broncos at 8-2.
Guy's a winner. He's a proven winner. They've lost to the Colts and the Chargers. Those were both road games early in the year, both by one possession. They lost. One of them was like a last-second field goal, right? Wasn't one of them like a crazy finish?
Sounds right.
They lost to the Colts by 1. They lost to the Chargers by 3.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about the Giants game?
Yeah.
Where they came
well, that
way
was
back?
Crazy,
yeah.
too. No. Or one of their losses.
One of their losses. I'm sorry.
Something weird happened. Either way, it's a loss. They've won 7 straight games. Now, they did beat Philly in Philly. So, like, when you're talking about how many teams even have good wins, the Patriots are getting ripped for only having the one. They did beat Philly, but then they barely beat the Jets. They barely beat the Giants. They handled Dallas, and then they scraped by Houston and Vegas. Their game next week is home against Kansas City. That's going to be a fun game.
Okay.
That's going to be really fun. Although, even when Denver's not good, they are kind of pesky to the Chiefs.
No, that's true.
But I think they're good. I think, like, their defense is really good. But their offense has just been a mess. And you would think maybe Sean Payton would have something better than what they've got.
So, home against the Chiefs next week.
Uh-huh. They also play the, well, they haven't played the Chiefs at all yet.
No,
so
that's
two
what
of them, and
at.
They have a Green Bay game.
So, do we have to revise? If they beat the Chiefs at home, do we have to revise and maybe look at them differently? If they're sitting there 9-2?
Yeah, I think when you're talking about, like, the number one overall seed and who's going to get the bye, they only have two losses. The Bills have two losses, but they got a game out of hand, or game in hand. The Patriots have two losses, and the Colts have two losses. So, if Denver is able to even split with Kansas City, like, who, they would have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Patriots are going to win out. I don't think the Broncos are going to win out. But, like, what's that number going to be? Is it a four-loss team gets the bye? Maybe a four-loss team with tiebreakers? A three-loss team, I feel like, for sure would.
I think so.
100% a three-loss team would. But we'll see. Yeah, I don't – and this is why we keep going back to the AFC is wide open. You just watched – or hopefully you didn't. Hopefully you did something better with your time. But it was available to watch last night, a 10-7 win over the Raiders. And that's the team that right now would be the number one seed in the AFC.
So we're getting texts on the Broncos. Both their games came down to last second field goals. The Chargers and the Colts games. Well, no, true.
What happened?
Okay, fine. They won both of those. They lost both of those. They also won that Giants game they had no business winning.
No, that's what I'm saying.
The Eagles had to score 14 in
the Eagles
quarter.
Were pouring it on.
They've had some weird games.
So, I look at some of the, even the game last night. You barely beat the Raiders. You barely beat the Jets. Remember that game in London or wherever it was?
They beat the Jets 13-11.
Awful. So,
the Jets were actively trying to lose that
game.
The Jets had already thrown
If
the
you're going to make the case, like Curran did this with us about the Patriots earlier this week. He's like, they could be 9-0. It's like, well, sure, they could be. They also could have lost to the Dolphins. I mean, hell, they could have lost to the Falcons last week.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's football. They did lose to Pittsburgh. So, like, let's just take it for what it is. They're 8-2.
Team of destiny?
I think they're pretenders.
Maybe a team of destiny,
I don't know.
New tier next week. Team of destiny?
Here's why.
Yeah.
I don't believe in the quarterback, Keith. And I know I know their defense is great. But, like, the reason I would say the Broncos and Colts are pretenders and the Patriots are a contender is because, contender.
Yeah, sure.
Is because I believe in the quarterback. Yeah. I don't believe in, you're asking me now, okay, it's January.
Bo Nix. Bo Nix or Indiana Jones, who do you like?
I think I like Nix out of those two.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't like him. You're asking me to pick now out of those two?
Yeah.
I think I like Bo Nix out of those two.
He's scrappy.
So this to me is similar to the Sam Darnold discussion last year. The Vikings were 14-3. And maybe I got to rethink Darnold the way that he's playing for Seattle.
Primetime Darnold, though, did not show out in the playoffs.
So, like, this to me is like the Vikings conversation last year. I never believed in them. They won 14 games. They got into the playoffs. Sam Darnold crapped his pants. I feel like Bo Nix, I feel like Daniel Jones are destined for the same thing. You have Drake May. The Bills have Josh Allen. The Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes. The Ravens, if they get in, have Lamar Jackson. Those, to me, are the contenders.
Sure. I think the difference,
some of these other teams are pretenders in the AFC.
No, that's fair. I just think it's more like it's wide open. Meaning, like, Drake May's never been to the playoffs, so we don't know what that's going to look like. Bo Nix has at least got a playoff game under his belt.
He does.
Even Indiana Jones has a playoff game under his belt. Like, we'll see what it looks like when those guys get there. I think what Bo Nix has going for him more than all those other guys is a awesome defense. I think the Patriots have a good defense. I think the Broncos right now have an awesome defense. So maybe you can get by scoring. I mean, you can't get by scoring one touchdown. You're not going to win playoffs that way. But you don't need to score a ton of points,
I don't think. The Broncos, I believe, are 3-0 when scoring under 20. The rest of the NFL, if I'm remembering it right from seeing it on ESPN this morning, is 3-43.
Okay, but that to me makes sense.
Yeah,
like, if you're going to get in the game in the teens.
So on the one hand, you're like, how long can you keep that going?
Right.
On the other hand, you're like, well, yeah, they're doing it.
No. Their defense is awesome. Yeah. And this was without Sertan, right? Like, when did they get him?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't go. Or he did go on IR? I forget.
I don't remember.
No, I don't think he did.
But
no,
like, this is without him.
Yeah, and no, I know.
Their defense is incredible. It's the best defense in football. So it makes sense. If you're going to play that kind of game, it's going to be in the teens or the low teens. The Broncos probably win that. I don't think they can keep Drake May and this offense to that style of game. So I think they are a pretender in the AFC.
Week 13 or 14, he might be back.
Okay.
So if they don't have him against the Chiefs, that's not ideal.
Look, if they beat Kansas City, I'll reinvestigate and I'll look at it
and I'll say,
okay, I mean, I think the Chiefs are maybe the favorite in the league to win the whole thing. You just said when we went through the odds, they are.
Yeah.
So,
but I would put like the Broncos and the Colts, and I would still put both of them above the Steelers, even though I know the Steelers just won that game.
I would. I'm with you on that.
And like the Chargers have won a couple games in a row. I would still go Broncos, Colts over them. The only teams I wouldn't are, Bills and Chiefs.
Ravens.
Maybe Ravens.
You're telling me the Ravens are there. I know Lamar hasn't won as many playoff games as he should have at this point
but he's been to
an AFC title game.
Yeah, no, I know. And I think it's a little overblown how bad he is in the playoffs, but it is, they're like polar opposites. Like Baltimore, you're like, you have Lamar Jackson and the worst defense. And then the Broncos, you have Bo Nix and an offense that's struggling, but the best defense. So like, how do you square that away?
Okay. Are the Broncos contenders or pretenders? And what does it mean for the Patriots in the AFC based on Thursday Night Football last night? You can discuss 617-779-7937. It's Patriots Friday. We'll talk to Milton Williams, the milkman, in the 1 o'clock hour. It is also a top five Friday, Pats and Bucks, on Sunday, which means we're doing our top five Pirates next. Jones and Keefe, top five Friday here on WEEI. We'll get to our top five Pirates in a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Obviously, they're playing the Buccaneers. I feel like that.
I mean, I don't think you need to explain any more than that.
Shouldn't need to be explained to anyone. We'll get to the Bruins coming up at the top of the hour. Another win for the Bees.
These guys are nasty.
They're a frisky bunch. I legitimately can't believe it.
No.
So we'll get to that coming up at 11. We have the Friday 4-pack, 11:30. We'll talk to the milkman, Milton Williams, in the 1 o'clock hour here on a Patriots Friday. One thing that's worth reiterating, I did say this, but it's a good point by Patrick and Lynn. We're making fun of the Broncos for barely beating the Raiders last night. They at least beat the Raiders. The Patriots did lose to the Raiders in week one.
No, that's true.
I think if they not just played them again, meaning like, if they played them 100 times, but if they played them now the way they're going versus week one, new OC, new head coach, Drake May's first start of the year, I think they would beat them, but I guess we don't know that. So I give the Broncos credit for that. They won a game that the Patriots lost.
And fair or unfair, I think the last last four games more than maybe the first
four
games.
How are you playing?
Yeah. I think, right, and it's sort of trended up. And, like, that one kind of stands out as a bit of an outlier. You know, they had all the turnover issues against Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, overall, their worst game was probably the opener.
Yeah, so. And you look at some of these Broncos games. They barely beat Vegas.
They've had a crazy stretch. I mean, the Jets.
Low-scoring game against Houston. They smoked Dallas. a lot of teams beat up on that defense, but they smoked Dallas. And then 4 games ago was the wild comeback against the Giants, where they were not only losing, they were getting crushed. The game before that was the Jets game in London.
Well, not like Sean Payton's getting questions after the game, being like, "Yeah, you're 8-2," but and then he's like kind of freaking out at everybody a little bit because it's true. Like they are 8-2, so you'd rather be 8-2 than not.
Sure,
but at the same time, it doesn't feel super sustainable, but I don't know. What do I know? Each week, it seems like they pull a rabbit out of their hat.
617-779-7937. You can discuss the game. As I said, we'll get to the Bruins coming up, but it is a top five Friday, top five Pirates, Patriots, and Bucks on Sunday. Keith, you want to go first?
Yeah, I do want to go first. I got a really good top five list here.
Let's count them down.
Number five,
Captain Morgan. I love a spiced rum. I love all rum drinks, really, and I think Captain Morgan, he looks like $1 million, looks like a great pirate,
sure,
and is a provider of great spirits, so Captain Morgan, number five.
Number four.
Long John Silver.
Great one.
OG Pirates from Treasure Island. He was created in the 1800s, has stood the test of time.
Created?
Created?
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not wasn't a real pirate?
I think he's a fictional pirate, Jones. I'm sure
good food.
Based off some inspiration.
Good food.
And good food. He can do it. He can do it. A very versatile pirate, Long John Silver, and a kick-ass name.
That's true.
Long John Silver.
He was a Renaissance man. Is what
no
he
doubt.
Was.
Yeah, no doubt. Ahead of his time.
Coming in at number third.
One-Eyed Willie. One-Eyed Willie. What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm not familiar with his work.
You ever seen the Goonies?
You ever seen Goonies?
Oh, that's the name of the pirate in Goonies?
It is treasure that they're after.
I haven't seen
they
Goonies.
Even see him.
I haven't seen Goonies in maybe 35 years.
Sean Astin gets real close.
It's on Netflix now if you want to watch it.
He even pulls the eye patch up. It's one of the great movies ever made.
Got it.
And they say One-Eyed Willie's name 200 times in the movie. And it's good the first time.
Yeah.
And also the 200th time.
Okay.
It works every time. But One-Eyed Willie, real good pirate, had a giant ship. And a huge treasure, which the Goonies were able to locate.
Okay.
Number two.
Han Solo, space pirate.
Space
Jones
pirate.
Is space, doesn't have a water ship. He has a spaceship. But he doesn't listen to anybody else but himself. And he is the ultimate space pirate. He's incredible. He's a man after he just got his own missions. Rather, doesn't have a pirate or a parrot. He has a Wookiee.
Yeah.
But does a lot of pirate stuff. So yeah. Han Solo, number two.
Space pirate. I didn't factor that in.
Yeah, space pirate.
Number
one.
Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds.
Good one.
The GOAT. Prior to Shohei Ohtani, the best baseball player I had ever seen with my two eyes. And it all started there in Pittsburgh. He was winning MVPs in Pittsburgh long before he got on the sauce, allegedly. So I'm going Barry Bonds. You can still see him, number 24. He was stealing bags, hitting home runs, winning
so
gold gloves.
Yeah, he's out there.
Stud. So Barry Bonds, number one pirate.
So one more time, it was Captain Morgan at five, Long John Silver at four, One-Eyed Willie.
That's right.
At three.
Yeah.
Han Solo, two. And, of course, Barry Bonds at number
one. I think this is the
one.
Best top five I've ever had.
Top five pirates. I notice you don't have a Buccaneer on your list.
Well, they're all technically Buccaneers.
It's quite silly.
All Buccaneers.
All right, let's count this down.
Number
five.
Andy Van Slyke. That's a three-time All-Star roaming that Pirates outfield.
He's not center fielder.
Not number one like Barry Bonds.
No.
But a real nice Pirate.
Andy Van Slyke?
Yeah. That team was going to championship series.
They would lose to the Braves like you read about. If you wanted a team to get to the NLCS and lose to the Braves, they could do it.
Andy Van Slyke checking in at number five.
Number
four.
Napster. I mean, now, just pirating things left and right, Keith. I mean, it was really angered all the members of Metallica.
Well, specifically Lars. Lars lost his mind about
it. They weren't thrilled about it.
Real quick, were you more of a Napster, LimeShare, or no, I'm sorry, LimeWire, or BearShare guy?
What's BearShare?
Oh, BearShare get you some songs.
LimeWire will give you every virus under the sun.
Yeah, LimeWire.
BearShare is a whole month,
BearShare.
Yeah.
Oh, BearShare, you get some good songs on there.
Okay. LimeWire.
The titles would be all off, but it sounded pretty close.
Kazaa? I was kind of a Kazaa guy.
I was out by then, I think.
I feel like Kazaa really melted and fried a few family computers.
Do you remember the first kid? It wasn't my house. It was like a buddy of mine. The first kid, when you saw Napster, you were just like,
what?
What is this?
Yeah,
this
like,
is what we're capable of?
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah, this is incredible.
Like, can we do this for movies?
Yeah. It took 16 hours to download It's Dark and Hell is Hot overnight.
When we went from dial-up to broadband, it was just insane how quickly we could steal music.
It was wild. I was still on dial-up watching it load. It was like a two-minute song. It took forever. Like, come on.
LimeWire and Frostbite.
Oh, man. If you went to Northeastern, Direct Connect. Shout out Direct Connect. That was a good
Connect.
That was a way to pirate.
But then
anything.
You had to put the Winamp thing on your computer, too, so you had like the all the lights and everything.
Oh, yeah. Winamp was badass because then you could pick the skins. You had some cool skins.
Nice.
Look at these skins.
Direct Connect was the only way to watch One Night in Paris. I can tell you that right now.
Coming in at number third.
Carmen Lavana. You familiar with her work?
Not at all.
Pirates, the movie? Keith, I wouldn't watch it on a work computer.
Oh, you're sick. All right, Bob Ryan. Calm down.
But if you want to go check out.
What's her name?
An excellent film. Carmen Lavana, I think.
Yeah. Carmen Lavada?
How is she in your top
five? I don't know how to pronounce it.
If she's a top five pirate, you should know it.
I'm not quite sure on the pronunciation, but it's burned in my brain. Okay. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Number two.
Somali Pirates.
Yeah, I thought about the guy from Captain Phillips. I thought about him.
Now, if our guy...
He's the captain now.
If our guy Shane out there is listening, he's not going to agree with this.
I didn't know his name, though. Does he have a name?
Yes. Okay. I Googled it, but I decided for the purposes of this list, I just went all Somali Pirates at number two.
Number one.
Captain Morgan.
Yeah.
Number one all-time pirate.
The booze guy.
Yeah.
People are really mad, and I'll tell you what. It's not an omission. They're like, what about Captain Jack Sparrow?
It's honestly the whole text line
Captain Jack Sparrow. Legitimately is not a good pirate. It's even part of the shtick and the thing where they're like, you are the worst pirate I've ever heard of. And he goes, yeah, but you have heard of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard of Captain Jack Sparrow. I almost put Barbossa on over him. Barbossa, nice pirate.
That's a pirate other pirates look up to.
Yeah, Barbossa.
Yeah.
If you could model your game after one other pirate, they'd
be
Barbossa.
Back from the dead? That's something that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Captain Jack Sparrow, I do like the first couple movies. It kind of got out of hand at that point.
I couldn't even tell you how many of those I've seen. Yeah. I don't know if I've seen one.
Definitely the first one's really good.
Or if I've seen like all of them, but once, I don't even know. But I've seen them. And yeah, no, it's a good point.
Yeah, people are hot about that. No, but he was certainly a pirate.
So Andy Vance, like Napster. Carmen Lavana.
Oh, we missed one.
Somali Pirates and Captain Morgan. I can't imagine we missed one.
Captain Crunch.
Is he a pirate?
He is a pirate.
Is he a pirate?
I think he is.
Oh, or is he like a naval?
Like a captain of a ship.
Oh, yeah. Wait
a minute.
Yeah, I think he's like...
He's not a captain.
He's like a naval commander.
This isn't top five captain.
No.
Hey, you gave me a real start there. I'm like, how did I forget that? Okay. He's not. He's just a captain in like the military. That's a different list altogether.
If you were going to pick a Buccaneer, who would you pick?
Do you know what Captain Crunch's first name is?
Captain.
Horatio.
Oh, Horatio Crunch.
Right. If I was going to pick a Buccaneer to represent the whole thing, probably Derek Brooks.
Ooh, good one. He was on my list. Yeah. Mike Allstott.
Yeah.
John Lynch.
I think both guys kind of overrated.
Warren Sapp.
Honest. Yeah, I mean, Sapp's really good.
Good guy.
Nope.
Yeah. No. That's the way to go.
No, he wasn't.
Horatio Crunch.
Yeah, Captain Horatio Crunch.
That's who Horatio Sands was named after, I think.
Man, man.
Yeah, I think it was an homage.
A little tip of the cap to him, but yeah, not a pirate.
No.
I think we nailed the pirate list.
Okay. We'll get those up at Jones and Keefe, at Keefe21, at Jones WEEI, top five pirates, Pats and Bucks on Sunday. You can discuss. Meanwhile, we'll get to the Bruins. Are they actually kind of good? I can't
nasty.
Believe it. But they might be. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.